National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice says the United States has no choice but to take action against Saddam Hussein. In an interview today with the BBC, Rice said the U.S. does not have the luxury of doing nothing about Iraq's president.
The moral case that this is an evil man who left to his own devices will wreak havoc again on his own population, his neighbors, and if he gets weapons of mass destruction and the means to deliver them, on all of us, is a very powerful moral case for regime change.
As speculation builds that the U.S. is planning military action against Iraq, the Bush administration is offering money to relief agencies to work inside the country. $6.6 million has been set aside to fund humanitarian projects. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How has the Bush administration approached humanitarian groups?
This is an invitation that's been extended by the State Department. They've called it an open competition for proposals for relief projects in southern Iraq, northern Iraq, or central Iraq, and neighboring countries. What's so interesting is the central Iraq bit. In other words, not the northern and southern parts of the country that are currently patrolled by U.S. and British flights, the no-fly zones they're called, but the central part, the part controlled by Saddam Hussein. This would be the first time the U.S. has funded relief work in Iraq since the start of the sanctions regime more than a decade ago.
And are the humanitarian groups fighting for this funding?
It's certainly gotten their attention. The State Department confirmed to me last night that it's received more than a dozen proposals. They've gotten bids, they say, for irrigation projects, for sanitation projects, and they say they've gotten some very creative proposals for work in the middle of the country.
Which raises the obvious question, how would international relief agencies go about working in Iraq with Saddam Hussein's government in power?
That is the very big question. It's got a lot of the relief groups stumped. I've had several of them tell me they find this invitation from the State Department really strange, given the timing, given the war rhetoric that's been coming out of Washington. A senior manager at one of the humanitarian organizations told me when he first heard about this, he called the State Department to check if it was a hoax, because it's just so unheard of that the U.S. would be offering money for projects in Iraq for all the obvious reasons. The State Department says that at this point they are just interested in seeing what kind of solutions, what kind of ideas the relief groups can come up with, and that this is not linked to war planning.
Well, given the timing, it's hard not to wonder if this is related to planning for a possible war in Iraq.
True. One of the things that this is one of those things where you know, every move that the U.S. makes is being analyzed and dissected by people trying to figure out what the Bush administration is thinking. One of the other recent moves came yesterday. The Navy confirmed that it has placed an order for a large ship to carry helicopters and arms from the U.S. to the Red Sea later this month. And that follows another Navy order, another recent order for a ship to carry military hardware from Europe to the Middle East, which of course leads to all sorts of speculation that the U.S. military is perhaps pre-positioning equipment in advance of a possible strike on Iraq. The Bush administration, though, everyone you talk to says no decision about Iraq has been made. They have not made up their minds. And the Navy, for its part, says it charters ships and moves them around all the time, that this is completely routine. And the State Department, on this matter of the funding relief work in Iraq, is saying same thing. We're evaluating proposals, not war planning.
Thanks very much. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.